In a new opera, We Shall Not Be Moved, five teens find shelter in a condemned house in West Philadelphia, inhabited by the ghosts of children killed in 1985 when police bombed the headquarters of the Black Liberation Group, MOVE. WRTI's Susan Lewis spoke with the composer, whose work explores issues of racial and social injustice today.
Using operatic singing, spoken word, hip-hop, and dance, and guided by a libretto by Mark Bamudi Joseph, composer Daniel Bernard Romain, or DBR, has written a hybrid opera, each musical style flowing naturally from the character and situation. John Blue, a transgender boy born a girl, sings an aria about the pain of gender boxes.
The stage directions are John Blue should be singing this as though tortured and twisted from the inside.
The strong young African-American woman, unsung, who leads the group, uses spoken word.
Slave song delivered as shiver up the spine, supine.
When characters interact, so do the musical languages. DBR writes music that mirrors the drama when Glenda, a Hispanic police officer, accidentally shoots one teen and is taken hostage.
Throughout the opera, I'm always dealing with the color of the music. Not just the color of the cast, by the way. I'm talking now in analogy, but I'm thinking about how can I get the most colors, the most sonorities out of a very small chamber orchestra.
Music becomes a metaphor.
We're going to talk a lot about race and sexual identity. This story grapples a lot with the things that have separated this city, this country, and one another. Can we understand one another? Can we have a conversation with one another? Can we truly, and this is such a dirty word, it's so hard to say, can we truly love one another?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.